time of our lives.
Definitely.
Enjoying good weather?
Definitely. Sometimes it's just too fucking hot.
True.
Too fucking hot sometimes. It's about the best time of the day. Nighttime. When it's cool. So I was just experiencing Miami so far.
Well, you know, this is my first time here, so.
First time here?
Yeah. I've always wanted to come to Miami and finally had the opportunity to, and it's everything that I expected it to be, plus more.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So, that's what's up.
Just the energy, the atmosphere, the weather, the music, the culture, everything. I love it. The food.
Been on the strip. Washington Collins, Ocean. What's up, man?
Hi.
Ready tonight, huh?
Yeah, no, chewing. I live here.
Okay.
But I move.
Alright.
So I got that fucking expensive shit, the apartment.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna stay there 10 days in a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
With my daughter, so.
Alright.
Where are you from?
Oh, shit. Kentucky, originally New Jersey.
How you feeling, Miami? Miami sucks now, bro.
Yeah.
With the fucking COVID, all this stuff. Yeah.
I like it like this, because normally it's too packed.
No, yeah. But for me, I'm gonna chef for 4 restaurants in Miami.
Oh.
Yeah, the company for us, we're working, is 16.
Okay.
We expect to close 6. So, we fucked up, man.
Oh, what restaurant?
But we see what happens. Given food, uh-huh. The people love it. The tourists coming to fucking love to. I'm staying Monday to Saturday. It's Mañana Way. That's Mañana Way.
Uh-huh.
In the corner, the Havana 97.
Uh-huh.
I'm the chef over there.
Oh, okay.
We have 2 spots, man. One is a 10, Ocean 10, next to Mangos.
Yeah,
and the other 14. Yeah.
Who's over there?
The other is Nico
Road. Who's over there today? We ate at what, Willie's?
Fuck.
What's the name of that place again, Dutch?
Havana. With a P like a Victor,
uh-huh.
1957.
Okay.
Is it red and white?
Red and P, 1957.
It's a really good food, man.
Oh, the building red and white?
No, it's the corner to Washington. You know, Machi Machi, Washington and Española. When you start Española Way, the corner. The other place is a Mexican food.
Okay.
Mexican, it's really so soft. It's not real Mexican, but the people love it, the real Mexican.
Yeah.
Mexican, I'm American.
Okay.
Yeah. How was the pizza yesterday?
Oh man, I was hungry.
Yeah. By the way, my name is Marco. Nice to meet you.
Sherrod, nice to meet you.
I'll meet you later. I'm on my makeup. Fucking sushi.
Oh. Sake. Okay.
I love sake, bro.
Okay.
But by the end of the night, the best chef smoke weed.
Yes.
Drink sake.
That's what the chefs do.
Yeah.
I'm the caterer. I'm a caterer back home and a chef of my own business. So.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Miami is nice to put the food in Miami and drink.
Mm-hmm.
It's money.
It is. It
everywhere.
Is.
Everywhere, man. Take care.
Have a good night.
Oh, my one.
Did it. Do you have it, man? Miami.
It's all organic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's organic free podcast right here.
Everybody's on their hustle out here. Gotta love it.
Living the dream.
The American way.
Making it work.
The world is yours in Miami. Scarface told you that years ago. The world is yours.
Well, how do you feel being down here during COVID? Has anybody been giving you a hard time? Like
COVID, my temperature check is A1.
Right.
I ain't failed the test.
We were 78.7. They took our 77. I was
78.7. 78.7, you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I think he was 94.7.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I'm about to say,
as you can see,
I was about to say, you're 78. I don't think they'd have let you in there.
I don't think I'd be around right now.
Yeah, niggas would have got you the fuck out of there.
Gotta light it.
She said she was 78.
97.8.
It's 94.7, I thought, girl.
Okay. Healthy, put yeah, it like that.
You was healthy enough to get in.
I got in there.
Yeah, they definitely temperature checking. Coming in main spot.
That was good to see, though.
They doing that in Kentucky.
Yeah.
They do that. We do that in the gym. We don't let kids in. You know what I'm saying? Their temperature not normal.
My personal gym isn't actually doing that, but they have a good sanitary system in place. Keeping everything clean. Cleaning crew and stuff like that.
Oh, that London Baron cake got me coughing my mouth. But that's the state rule. They're supposed to be temperature checked.
Okay.
They're not allowed to just let people walk in without getting any information or the temperature check. So what else? What restaurants you been to? Been out here in my AEO.
Nikki Beach.
Nikki Beach. How was it?
Nikki Beach was... The food was awesome. It was hot.
It was hot, though. Yeah, it was no motherfucking shade at Nikki Beach. It was,
not at all.
Nikki's gonna cook your ass.
Huh? We got cooked.
Nikki cooked your ass on that
beach. We was almost the food.
Yeah, we was almost bacon. In a frying pan and that.
But the experience was nice.
Yeah. It was definitely. As soon as I walk into the motherfucker, though, I see motherfuckers from my side of the country. Like, what the fuck are you doing here?
That was wild.
It was wild, right?
It was.
As soon as I walk in the motherfucker, hey, yo, you like, what?
This man has fans.
I'm like, golly.
All over.
I can't go nowhere to not be known. Maybe my first time ever in Nikki Beach.
I guess I'm the only one who didn't know.
As soon as I step in, somebody screaming my name. Like, oh, damn. Wow. It never fails.
That's awesome.
And that was my first day here.
So that's how that started.
That's how Miami started for me. I was like, oh, okay. I'm still known out here in these streets. My name is still known. Where I go, no matter if I'm up north, down south, Midwest, somebody gonna be like, "Hey, yo!"
It's Mr. Rogers' neighborhood everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
I'm always home.
That's what I've noticed.
There's always some few good people around. I know.
But the beach was nice. Getting up this morning, going out to Miami Beach, and just taking in the sun, being grateful for the day. That was amazing.
Yeah. Did you hit the jet skis?
The jet skis.
You got to hit the jet skis.
That was lit.
You come to Miami.
That was lit.
You know what I'm talking about? You got to hit those. You had to hit those. Did you fall off?
No. Actually, I didn't. Bro, you know, it's off? All pros over here, you know. All pro team.
All pro? Oh, yeah. All pro?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we were on Pace Picnic Island today.
Pace Picnic Island?
Yep.
I think we was on a few islands.
Yeah. We had a boat take us from North Bay Shore out.
Yeah, shout out to my guy, Moses.
Yeah, from Vice City. You know Motorsports. I
mean? Gotta check Moses out with them jet skis.
And water sports.
Yeah. You got a nice little location for you to go on out by Biscayne. Mm-hmm. Be all in the people's business. Show up to their house, they be looking at you like, the hell are you doing out here looking at me in my kitchen?
It's a free plug right now. They are like, there are some good guys and safe, you know.
Yeah, they let you
really fly. Professional. And
let you do your jet thing on the jet ski.
Yeah.
Got our own little island. You just tear that water up.
That's it.
You got like, what, 20, 30 jet skis?
Yeah.
On the beach, just sitting, waiting for people.
You got a nice little inventory.
Yeah, nice little hustle, man.
Yeah, it was nice.
I'm glad I got their number. Good proof right there.
So we know what to do next time.
I mean, next time now, we going for the discount.
It's going to be real easy.
Yeah. I ain't losing their number.
that, but that was dope.
Yeah, that was dope. That was dope. That was dope. That was dope.
Wet Willies.
Wet Willies, you know, favorite. You got to check out Wet Willies when you come to MIAO. I mean, that's an everyday spot for some people.
Yeah.
you got to have a drink, especially when it's hot out here. You got to stay hydrated.
It's like those certain landmarks, you know, when you go certain places, you have to touch down.
You got to pay your respect.
You have to. You have to, and we definitely did.
Yeah.
That's a vibe.
We haven't been a little Haiti, a little Havana.
Mm-hmm.
We do got to make our way around, pay our respect.
Most definitely.
You haven't really had the Miami experience. Have it came through Little Haiti, Little Havana, you know what I'm saying?
Gotta touch it all.
You gotta touch it all to say you've been to Miami. People will be offended, like, what? You was in Miami? No, you weren't.
You were in South Beach.
Yeah. you didn't come to Miami, though. You ain't hit Little Haiti. You ain't hit the flea market. You know what I mean? You ain't come to Little Havana.
So any particular things that you've done this time you haven't done in times past that you've been down here?
Me?
Because you know it's COVID, so not a lot of people, a lot more access, get to see
things.
Yeah,
it's more spread out. You get more, you know what I mean, enjoy stuff in Miami. People ain't, you know what I mean, ain't bumping. You know what I mean, it's room. You know what I mean, you're wearing your mask. You're good out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, if you ain't wearing your mask, your chances is you're going in these public places not wearing your mask, bro.
Yeah. You can't even get a room. Just, you know.
Yeah, if you come to a place, a hotel, you gotta have a mask on the hotel.
They're not playing it.
Oh, dude, oh shit. You gotta act. Get jacked up, that shit.
5-0.
South Beach finest. Who's in Washington? Back to back. Something's going on the beach tonight. I know everybody out there on the strip right now. Clubs ain't open. People are just walking around right now.
It's about almost 3 a.m. You know, we're out here.
But people ain't sleeping. People's outside.
We're underneath the little yellow umbrella here at the hotel.
Yeah. Shout out to the sponsor, Villa Italia Hotel.
Enjoying the vibes.
Beautiful location. They let you live how you want to live when you're in Miami. You feel me?
No complaints.
No complaints. No complaints, though. All right, man.
Ooh. So you have family here.
Uh-huh.
How long has it been since you've seen them?
It's about 10 years.
It's a long time.
Pompano. The last time I was in Miami, 10 years, man, since I've been to Bryan County, Pompano Beach.
Plans to see them tomorrow or later today, possibly, hopefully.
Yeah.
Should be nice.
Yeah, make that happen today.
Yeah, for sure.
Get that.
It'd be disrespectful.
Get that good.
If not.
Get that fat mammy cooking. Grill. Got to have that.
And you have some chefs in your family, you said.
Yeah.
I've seen some smokers. I've seen meat. I've seen a lot of things I look forward to tasting.
Yeah, you're going to make that happen.
This has been awesome.
What's the name around the corner? That's it. Club Story.
Club Story.
Yeah. It's a hot spot. Wish that shit was open. 50 Cent hosted parties there. Babblers.
Who's the DJ? Do they have like a resident DJ over there?
I think they do, but sometimes they bring a special guest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure who the house DJ is. But yeah, I have one. Story be popping.
So most of the native Miamians are saying, you know, looking forward to phase three.
Yeah.
Hopefully in the next couple weeks, maybe a week or so. Clubs and restaurants, restaurants are open already, but bars and clubs will be open.
Yeah.
So things will be back.
That's good for Miami.
Yeah. Be back to some normalcy here.
Mm-hmm. ATL is open.
I know, we talked about that.
What's the next stop?
Yeah. Been open for... what I'm just learning the last 2 weeks, so.
Mm-hmm.
I said they've been open for the last 2 weeks.
Been open up there since the 1st of June. Some spots, better one there.
Shout out to everybody out there.
All right. Full floor. Oh, shit. Yeah. Roman noodles, man. Universal. Ever? Can't nobody deny they never ate Roman noodles. We ate Roman noodles. We share the same story. Roman noodles raised a lot of people, man.
It's a staple.
Shit. What? Sometimes Roman noodles is like Thanksgiving dinner. You might didn't want to eat it at that time. Mm-hmm. But when you did, it'd be like, shit.
Right on time.
Probably had them shit sitting on top of the refrigerator for months.
Yeah. My mom used to do some things with them. Hash.
Shit, when it get to that emergency.
Stretch. Yeah,
that should be right on time.
Yeah.
Like, shit, I ain't trying to spend no money for the next couple of days. You're like, fine. It'll just hold you down. Trying to stretch it to the next payday. He's like, fuck. Taking these to lunch.
The blow up kid.
You know, you can always buy six, pack six, and just sit them there and just, fuck. I ain't buying lunch today. This is a homie down, try to get home. Especially, you know, I'll be at school working all day.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Go to practice, shit, in between, you need that.
It's probably been about a good 10 years since I had a noodle, but.
I just buy them, just buy them sometimes.
Definitely had them.
Send them on top of the refrigerator. You'll be in the mood for them.
And if I need them, I know. Like, what to do with them?
Yeah. With that season on.
Some people. Master P, he has his own.
Yeah, he got flavor. He got flavor.
Everybody's
news.
Always.
Can I put this in the
after? Yeah.
Everybody's always talking about his noodles.
Huh?
Everybody's talking about his noodles, about the flavor.
And
how good they are.
He got. He got. he got the rapper's noodles, man.
Rap noodles.
Shit, everybody in rap damn sure came up off noodles.
Yeah, Lil Boosie, he's always putting his own spin on them, you know. He got his own.
Yeah, Master P definitely always get Boosie.
Yeah.
That's love, though.
Yeah,
he always put his Louisiana dudes on. I love to see Master P.
His entrepreneurship so strong.
No limit in cash money, man.
Yeah.
Come together, man. Do a tour. That should be crazy. It would sell out. Every state could do a 50-state tour. Cash money. No limit.
They just came the reunion tour. They just had it in Kentucky.
If they came together.
Oh, yeah, together. That'd be dope.
Man, they sell out everywhere. Who wouldn't go to cash money? No limit. tour. You know what I mean? If they swallow their pride and not be in competition with each other.
Missing a couple guys, but...
Shit. People come, they'll come back.
Yep.
The whole team will come back for Cash Money No Limit. Tour, Master P, Lil Wayne, Baby. What? All New Orleans, all night?
Yeah.
What? That should be crazy.
It'd be lit. They should all come together.
Yeah, they missing money. That's nothing but hits.
That's 2021. You're speaking it. So, That's what we
want to
see. That's what the people
want to
see.
You know what I mean? That should be doper than Jay-Z tour. What are you talking about? Niggas would go. Yeah, they could put that shit in NBA arenas.
Easy. So, are you looking forward to sports and basketball getting back in? Season's going to be starting back up here soon.
London pound cake cough. No corona. Definitely looking for sports. You get back in high gear.
What have you missed about sports during this time?
The camaraderie. The trash talking. You know, the world really be in tune with sports. A certain part of the year. They know summer's coming. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
People look forward to NBA playoffs.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the most time the world is really unified. You know what I'm saying?
Every state representing.
When the NBA playoffs is going on, you don't see no madness happening in the world, do you?
It's too much joy, too much happiness.
The world is together. Now, the period before NBA playoffs and after, that's when all the crazy shit happens. You ever notice that?
Yes. On the off season.
Yeah. That stretch from the time NBA season starts to NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
Look what happens.
Everybody's eyes are glued on the TV.
But once NBA playoffs come off,
yeah.
Crime is down.
To watch.
Yeah. People ain't outside acting up. Niggas was at home watching the
game. The reruns are coming on.
Bars are making money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People having playoff parties, watching the game.
Yeah. You know, honestly, I don't think, you know, outside of watching sports, people are really watching TV anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what keep people watching TV.
Yeah, that's the only people. Only thing.
And it helps people socialize.
Yeah.
Because that's all
there's
the
time. Talk about.
At work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the only time you see people that didn't talk to each other. Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, sitting at work talking to each other. Because they all watch the NBA playoff game. Like, yo, I didn't know you watched basketball.
I thought that was your team.
They're like, yeah, my team won last night. Like, what? You ain't said nothing about them all year.
Oh, yeah.
When you watch NBA. But yeah, playoffs are like that.
The fight comes out.
Yeah, people's competitive natures come out. You know what
I
mean?
It.
Gotta love it.
Who's your favorite team, by the way?
Mm-mm.
Is that a sticky question?
Come on, man. I'm a Knicks fan, baby.
Born and raised.
Patrick Ewing, John Starks, Charles Oakley.
Okay.
Mark Jackson, Rod Strickland. You know what I mean? Trick Tuck, Eddie Lee Wilkins. You know what I mean? Gerald Wilkins, Kenny Skywalker, Kentucky.
Heavy hitters.
You know what I mean? That's what I was raised up watching. The Knicks. Shout out to the Nets, you know, Jersey. Derek Coleman, Kenny Anderson, I was a fan of them. You know, Brooklyn Nets, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant. Yeah, you know, Jersey, New York fan.
I can't wait to see Durant play. He comes off of the injury fully 100% healed.
I got a funny story about Durant. We was doing our music. Me and my boys doing our music promotion. And we went to a club in D.C. And my man DJ SNS was doing the DJing, hosting the DJ. It's for a LeBron James party in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot the little spot. It was a nice little lounge spot. It was right on the corner, D.C., by the mall area out there. But coming out the club, I'm walking. Usually, you know, when somebody tall, you notice another person tall, like, oh, I'm all passing. The dude was like three inches taller than me. I ain't paying attention to it, because he had his hat low. But as we walking, I'm walking out the door, he started walking out. Because he was by the door, I guess he couldn't get in. Because at the time, he was still like 19. They wouldn't let him in at the club. But he had his team, his home, like his little custom van with him and all his boys.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't let him in. And he walked back to the van. And when he went to sit down and turned around, I'm walking past. I'm like, oh, shit. It's Kevin Durant. I'm like, yo, I knew dude was tall as hell. You know what I mean? I'm 6'8". Dude was like 3 inches taller than me. He had his hat low, so you couldn't really recognize him. And then I look, I'm like, damn, dude was tall as hell. They was like, oh, shit, that's Durant. You know what I mean? It's LeBron James party. You know what I'm saying? In D.C.
Yeah, that's dope.
I mean, he was, you know what I mean? I think he was 19. And security would have let him in. You know what I mean? Because
wow.
He was still young.
But 3 inches taller than
me. Yeah, he was taller than everybody else. He was the biggest dude outside the club. He's like, damn, too tall. You know what I'm saying? But he had his hat low. It was, you know, nighttime, so people, you know, not paying real attention.
Yeah.
Because he realized people was going to catch him and see who he was.
Mm-hmm.
And dude wasn't trying to let him in. He was like, oh, shit, it's about to be over. So, you know what I mean? I guess he tried to come late and get in. But motherfuckers was coming out. He was like, oh, it's over. You know what I mean? So he started walking back to the van. His boys was waiting for him.
Okay.
I guess they had pulled him up to see if they can get in. Like, yo, LeBron party here.
Try it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Durant tried to get him in. He got there late. I'm quite sure they probably didn't let him in, even though at that time he was 19.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
You know what I'm saying? That was right after his rookie season.
It's a neat story. We have a lot of stories like that.
Yeah. Shout out my nigga SNS, DJ SNS, New York City DJ. He's Puff Daddy DJ for all his big parties. You know what I mean? SNS has been doing his thing since early 90s. Mixtapes. Doo-wop. SNS, New York City hip-hop. You heard?
Definitely heard of him.
A lot of my DJ homies. DJ... TJ Ace, Young Cheesy, DJ, he's from Jersey. Shout out for God, MLK, it's T.I., it's DJ, it's my homies right there. DJ Rip Rap, Jersey, you know what I mean? All my people, man. All my good people, man. It was good, man. We report live from Washington, 4th Street, sponsor, Villa Italia Hotel. Live from the Villa Italia Hotel. Be sure to check them out.
Miami.
At the Villa Italia Hotel.
South Beach.
South Beach, perfect location, right by ocean. Right there for Washington. You ain't got to walk far at the Villa Italia Hotel. Now, I want to see all y'all there, but I'm there. That's my spot.
Get you out of a book.
You know what I mean? Great place to stay. Check them out.
Very accommodating.
You know what I mean? You want for nothing when you're here. Right in the cut. Prime location.
It's private.
Good people.
But accommodating.
Good vibes. Walk That Talk podcast. We're over and out. Reporting live from Miami.
Shout outs,
Angie C.
I just want to say, it's been a pleasure doing this podcast with you.
Anytime, Angie C.
Yeah, great. And I'm having a great time down here in Miami, and we're signing out. I just want to shout out to my family, my daughter.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Everyone have a good weekend. Enjoy.
No doubt. Walk That Talk podcast, live from Washington 4th, Villa Hotel. Tuning out.
Live catch life. That time. Enjoy.
Till next time. We out of here.